When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Here we go. Alrighty, this is Zach Gelb's show on CBS Sports Radio. Here we go. It's the Patriots and the Steelers tonight. Here we go. And the Patriots maybe score at most 3 points tonight. If they get a touchdown, I would actually be surprised. That is how bad this offense is. Their defense is solid, but and that's even without Matthew Judon and Christian Gonzalez, who've been out for a long time. But this offense is brutal. Now, I thought the Jets offense was bad. Like, the Patriots offense may be just as bad, if not worse. And tonight, it's like you get ready for a Thursday night football game. And for the Steelers, who do you market? All right, it's TJ Watt. I mean, they preview the Thursday night game. Last week when they were previewing this game, they put the image up of Bill Belichick. Because there's no Patriot player that you could promote right now. Like, Mac Jones isn't starting, so it's not the quarterback, and even so, Mac's dunzo. It's Bailey Zappe. Ramondre Stevenson's out of this game with an injury. You have no wide receivers. And on the defensive side of the ball, you know, Judon is your household name, but he's out. He's injured. Not going to be like Christian Barrymore up there. So there is no one on the Patriots that you could market right now. Like, what are you going to do? Put up a guy that should be in the Hall of Fame one day, Matthew Slater, because he's a good special teams player? So it's Bill Belichick tonight in the Hoodie's final season, most likely in New England, against TJ Watt and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, real quickly, guys, let's go around the room here. Stu, how many points in this game tonight? Because, Samter, what's the over-under? It's like 30, and it's the lowest 30. Over-under in like, forever?
Yeah, it was 29.5, just went up to 30, which is the lowest over-under since the 2006 playoff game.
Oh!
And there hasn't, the stat I read was there hasn't been a over-under under 30 since 1996?
Wow.
1993, maybe?
How can anyone bet the over tonight? And I love betting overs, because there is nothing worse than betting an under, because you have to sit there and root for no points. And it's almost like sitting there and having to root for a team to tank for the entire season. So if you're betting the under tonight, here would be my advice. Go out for a nice dinner. Bet the under. Don't watch the game. And then come home and turn on the fourth quarter and hope after a good dinner, maybe with the missus, that, you know, you get a little action in the bedroom too. And then you turn on to see if there was any scoring going on the football field. And you hope there was no scoring going on the football field. And maybe like 3 points at most to the Steelers. But like, this over-under's at 30. Stu, real quickly, what do you think the score is going to be tonight?
Something like 17-6 Steelers.
17-6. So yeah. That under would hit. I'm not a math major. Samter, what's the score tonight?
You got Mitch Trubisky going against a Patriots team that hasn't allowed more than 10 points in 3 straight games, and a Patriots offense that has lost those 3 games in which their defense allowed less than 10 points. The score is going to be
9-3.
I go 9-3 Steelers. How on earth are the Steelers going to move the ball against this Pats defense? And clearly Bailey Zappe or Mac Jones or whoever the hell it is not going to get more than 150 total offensive yards for the Patriots against TJ Watt and the Steelers defense. 9-3 is the best I'm giving you. Maybe 12-6.
You know what actually is a good bet tonight? Oh, I'm gonna play this bet. Steelers defensive touchdown. There has to be a defensive touchdown tonight by the Steelers with TJ Watt and Alex Highsmith as well. I would make 2 plays on this game tonight. I'm going to put a parlay together. Under, same game parlay. Under, I'm going to put 3 plays in this. Steelers money line, and then a defensive touchdown. I have no clue what the odds are on that. I will fire up my FanDuel app after this segment. Steelers money line, under, and then I will take an anytime defensive touchdown for the, here we go, with the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think this is a 14-3 game tonight. Trubisky gets a touchdown. Alex Highsmith gets a touchdown. And the Patriots get a field goal. They got a field goal. Man, do you think Al Michaels, who sounds as if he has no interest doing these games and there's no energy with Al Michaels, who's a legendary broadcaster, right? Like a creme de la creme, Mount Rushmore of broadcasters in sports. How the heck does a legend like that, and I know he's getting paid a fortune, but he looks at Kirk Herbstreit tonight, and Herbstreit, right, has been doing all these great college games all throughout the year, and the two of those guys have to sit in a booth in Pittsburgh in a cold game. It's snowing outside here in New York City. God knows what the weather's like in Pittsburgh, and they got to call this game tonight. You know, some people are good at manufacturing energy and excitement. I don't even know how you would get anyone excited for this game tonight. I don't. I think you bet the under tonight. You bet anytime touchdown for the Steelers. And then you also go Steelers money line. I think those are three plays tonight. Hey, by the way, Samter, do we have that gambling clip real quickly? Do we have, what is this, on Fox News? Where was this?
This was on CNBC. Her name is Meredith Whitney, talking about why gambling and especially DraftKings stock has soared over the past few years, and her reasoning is flawless.
It's crazy. I'm seeing this all over social media right now. Play it.
It's all young men. 63% of young men are single, and that's the highest it's ever been. And 50% of those young men have no interest in dating, not even casually. And 30% of young men say they have not had sex in over a year.
What?
And don't seem to care. So the point being,
they're getting pleasure out of sports betting instead.
Young men who've grown up with gaming are used to doing everything on their phone, and now they can do all sorts of betting on their phone, and it's been explosive.
Wait.
Explosive. I think that she used the wrong word at the end there.
That was like I was at a press conference and someone asked Doug Peterson, did Carson Wentz have a premature explosion this year? And Doug Peterson lost it. He had to walk off the podium before coming on back. Wait. Who is this? Who's this gal? What's her name one more time?
Meredith Whitney.
She's an idiot. I don't care what the statistics say. She's saying because people are getting so much pleasure out of sports gambling and winning that they have no desire to get any pleasure in the bedroom. That makes no sense whatsoever. And also, you don't win enough in gambling to have enough pleasure where you don't want to have any bam chicka wamp wamp time in the bedroom. What the heck is this lady talking about?
Now, the question is, are men not interested, young men not interested in the bow chicka bow wow because they're gambling?
No!
Or are they losing interest in the bow chicka wow wow and they're filling that time? And
just
one of the things with video games and gambling, because we see this rise in video game play, right? So, like, how are you, like, knocking boots when you're playing video games for 14 hours a day?
You could have proper management. I was about to say load management. That would not have worked.
You
could properly utilize your time playing video games, gambling, and then trying to go out on a date and get lucky in the bedroom. I put it this way. I have never won a bet where my reaction is, yep, I have no more sex drive anymore. I have no interest of going out on a date. That's the dumbest. What numbers are those? Like, who even does this survey that comes up with those erroneous numbers?
So I cut it out of the clip. It's the Pew Research Center, which they
the
do.
The who?
Pew Research Center.
Credible?
Pew is like the source of sources when it comes to.
But who are these people they're talking to?
Research. What?
Who are the people that they're talking to?
I don't know. But here's the thing, though. I don't know necessarily if she's saying that they don't have a sex drive because they're gambling.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I think what she's saying is that people don't have a sex drive, and therefore they are gambling. They're finding gambling to be more interesting than the okay. It's not that they're losing their sex drive because they're gambling.
But here's the fundamental flaw with this argument. Now we're talking about this because gambling is legalized in most states. What do you think? For all these other years, people weren't gambling? I understand it's easier to access gambling, but if these rates are as high as ever, I don't think it's because all of a sudden gambling has become legal. Like, my father used to gamble a lot of money. He doesn't gamble anymore. Did Bob Gelb have no interest in pursuing a romantic relationship because he was winning too much gambling? Last time I checked, I had a mother. They've been happily married for a long time.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. It's different now, much different now than when your dad was in those. Because, like, for me, when I was growing up.
To access it.
Yeah, for me.
But when I was in a fraternity, gambling wasn't legal. We had a bookie in the frat house. We placed all of our bets through him.
That's fantastic. And you also grew up, what, 15 years younger than me when I was growing up.
Yeah, you're an old man.
I am an old man. When I was growing up, the only people who I knew who, like, gambled consistently was, like, that sketchy guy at the bar who would sit there and watch the horse races while everyone else was drinking, having fun, and like hitting on girls.
Are you that naive, though? Like, when you were a kid thinking
none of
don't
my
think
friends
all your
consistently
dad...
gambled.
Okay, your friends. At what age are we talking about?
I mean, I'm 43 right now. So this was like in college, late 90s, okay. Early 2000s.
None of your friends gambled when in college?
Every now and again, we'd like place a fun bet, or maybe I had like a friend or two who would like once in a while go to a bookie. I know, like, nieces, nephews, family members who are in, like, their late teens, early to mid-20s, and, like, gambling is a significant portion of their life. I knew zero people in my life when I was growing up in the 80s, 90s, and early 2000s. Zero people in my life where gambling was a significant part of their life.
But were they being honest with you, or are they just trying to hide the gambling because it was frowned upon back then? That's the other thing.
I mean, it's possible, but like there was not a single person who I knew where gambling was a part of their life. And maybe they were hiding it, but like it's not like they ever had a problem and
had
gambling issue. I don't know a single person in my life who was like that. Now I know dozens. And a lot of the ones who I know are young males. Now some have girlfriends, but I do also see this huge rise in video game play.
Well, like put it this way. I am in a group chat with five of my closest friends. Three of the five friends are married, and the other two are in relationships. We had this group chat to give our gambling picks to one another so we could all ride the same picks for that week and back them or not. That's a small sample size, but I don't think anyone's ever said, I got to place this parlay, and I'm not going to go out on a date or something like that.
Well, so I think part of the issue is not that they're avoiding the dates because of the parlay. I think that they just aren't interested in going on the date. And so, like, what am I going to do instead of going on a date? Like, let me play video games and let me bet. Let me gamble. It's so easy.
I don't know.
I don't think that there's a significant portion of people who are just saying, like, oh, you know what? I don't want to, like, go get some action tonight because I got to watch this game and make a bet. But I do think there are a lot of guys who are like, you know what? Dating is the third or when I was growing up, like, for me, and I'm sure for you, too, dating, hooking up with girls, going out drinking, being social with my friends was like my number one priority. That's all I cared about. I think now it's like the priorities have changed.
But
the dating part of it and the getting with the girls is maybe just it's secondary behind other things that they could be doing that they enjoy more.
Yeah, I don't know how I get the prioritizing and all of it, but I like, hey, you want to have fun, you want to go out with a girl, and you want something with sports, right? Like those are the man's man, like growing up, those are the three things. Social life, going out with some girls, and then also having some sports as well. I can't see myself getting into a spot ever where it's, oh, you know, I'm so focused on the sports that, oh, we have to forget about the social life and then also going out with girls. But maybe I'm a different person now. Maybe I'm not fit for 2023.
Hey, listen, man, the new man's man is TikTok, video games, and gambling. That's the new man.
All righty, real quickly, play me that clip one more time. I'm going to try to have an open mind here and listen to Samter's justification of this clip from what's this girl's name again who has all this info and is trying to tell us that you can't gamble and also you can't get laid and you got to pick one or the other. Who's this lady again?
So her name is Meredith Whitney. She's known as the Oracle of Wall Street.
Okay.
So she has made some moolah in the industry understanding how stocks work.
Okay. One more time.
It's all young men. 63% of young men are single, and that's the highest it's ever been. And 50% of those young men have no interest in dating, not even casually. And 30% of young men say they have not had sex in over a year and don't seem to care.
My condolences.
The point is
they're getting pleasure out of sports betting instead.
Young men who've grown up with gaming are used to doing everything on their phone, and now they can do all sorts of betting on their phone, and it's been explosive.
Every time she says explosive.
Well, it's been explosive. If you
it's
hit
actually
the bet.
Not been explosive.
Not the other way, though.
It's just been the opposite of explosive.
You're in a dry well, all right? Jeez. So she's basically saying that the thrill, right, Santa? The thrill of winning money gives that person that fix and that thrill where they have no interest in having relations, let's just say.
That's kind of what it sounds like to me.
Man, I think those are two separate feelings. Don't get me wrong. I have never hit a bet, and I've hit some good bets, where I'm like, wow, that's the greatest thrill. That's as great of a thrill as having sex.
I mean, they used to say that, like, eating chocolate had the same impact on your brain as having sex, so why can't...
I like eating chocolate. It's not the same, though.
No, I mean, you're probably right, but I mean, yeah. I've had some really good meals before where I'm like, I would have preferred this over a night with a lady tonight.
By the way, my mother just texted me. So that means she's listening to the show.
Uh-oh.
Ma, like, let's turn off the show for the last 10 minutes, all right?
I mean, Zach, let's also be honest. You've never been with a woman before. You're still...
What are you talking about?
You're still
about?
An unspoiled flower. You're a very sweet, innocent young boy.
Yeah. What are you going to tell me next? I'm saving myself for marriage or something?
Of course. I mean, especially with your mom listening. That's of course what you've told me.
Yeah, please. My mom's not an idiot. My mom's not a moron, and she ain't a dope, all right? It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We will take a break. We'll come on back. Legacies on the line. Belichick, Tomlin, what's their future? We'll talk about those two great coaches next.
Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Ah, the satisfying sounds of more sales in your business. And from the sound of it, your business is growing. But you shouldn't have to pay more to scale your business. With Stamps.com, you can import orders from wherever you sell online, find the lowest rates with the fastest delivery times, and instantly deliver tracking updates to your customers and stock up on supplies. Get started at Stamps.com today with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale.
All right, it is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So after some further calculations, which did not limit my sex drive whatsoever, after logging on to one of these gambling apps, the bet tonight, Steelers defense anytime touchdown and the under is at plus 1,871. So that's the play tonight. I tried to sprinkle in the Steelers money line. It didn't really do much with the odds movement. So let's just do Pittsburgh defense anytime touchdown. The under of 30.5. Ooh, it's getting up there now. Is at plus 1,871. So that is the Zach Gelb Show gambling play for tonight in the National Football League. All righty. These two teams, that clip that we just played for you coming back from break, I guess is like a little outdated because now I think Belichick is gone from New England at the end of the year. You know, is there still some chance he's back? Yes. But with how many jobs are going to be opened up, and then also maybe Jim Harbaugh not being in the mix, if you believe that he's getting this extension and he can't search for a job this NFL offseason to go back to the pros, that's one big name off the board in Jim Harbaugh. There are going to be some teams, and the thought is Belichick will go for a first-round pick that will be willing to give Bill Belichick, they would be willing to give the Patriots a first-round pick for Bill Belichick. But I think the other interesting name here is Mike Tomlin. Now, Tomlin has been with the Steelers since 2007 as their head coach. Mike Tomlin has won a Super Bowl. He has never had a below 500 season. And then, oh yeah, by the way, hasn't won a playoff game since the 2016 season. So there have been Steelers fans that their patience is wearing thin with Mike Tomlin, where we all acknowledge that Mike Tomlin is a really good coach. And Mike Tomlin most likely will be in the Hall of Fame one day. And he's one of the more respected people and football minds in the NFL. But people are wondering, is it time to try something new in Pittsburgh? Personally, I don't think the Steelers should get rid of Mike Tomlin. I don't. But you could see maybe Belichick going for a first-round pick and then some. And even though Tomlin isn't the coach Belichick is, Tomlin is also significantly younger than Bill Belichick. Like, that's the complexity with trading for Bill. How much longer does he want to do this? He'll be 71, 72 years old. If you're going through a rebuild, do you trust Bill to rebuild? That's one thing. But is he going to rebuild the right way? Because most of the times of the rebuild, you go up, year one's a wash, year two get better, then year three go be a contender. I don't think Belichick's going to want to have this three-year plan, and if that was the case, he should just stay in New England. So I think he has to go to a spot that already has some made talent that's ready to go now, and I do think they'll find him that landing spot this offseason via trade. But for Tomlin, I go to one name and one team, and that's David Tepper with the Carolina Panthers. He needs to get this hire right. It didn't work out with Matt Rhule. He gave him a 7-year deal. Didn't work out with Frank Reich. He got fired after 11 games. You now need to go and get someone that is the guy. And Matt Rhule was a gamble, someone that had a lot of success in college. He then gambled with an experienced NFL head coach, but no one ever thought Frank Reich was this wizard as an NFL head coach. Tomlin is a top five NFL head coach. And Tepper used to have a stake with the Steelers. I think you call up the Rooney family this offseason and just say, what is it going to take for Mike Tomlin? And probably the Steelers are not ready to move on from Mike Tomlin. They're a very patient organization. There's not a lot of changes. Noel, Cower, and then obviously Mike Tomlin. But could David Tepper, who doesn't have a first-round pick this year, so that'd be for a future draft, can they make you an offer that you can't refuse where you say, as much as we love Mike Tomlin and we have one of the best coaches in football, guys have won a playoff game since the 2016 season. Samter, let me just ask you this question. I got two questions for you. Number one, do you believe Bill Belichick is back in New England next year as the Patriots head coach?
I mean, it's so hard for me not to think of him in with the Patriots, but there's been so much smoke and so much noise.
It kind of reminds you like when Brady was in that final year. And remember Schefter, I think it was up against your Jets. It was a Monday Night Football game. He said there's three options for Tom Brady next year. He retires, he's on a different team, or he's back in New England. And Schefter, who was giving his opinion, but whenever Schefter gives an opinion, it's, oh, what information does he have? Schefter goes, returning to New England is the least likely of those options out of those three. And that was 2-3 months of buildup all throughout that season. And for Belichick, it's now been 2-3 months of buildup where it really started on this show when Mike Florio joined us. And he was like, oh, he's hearing chattering about the Commanders making a run for Bill Belichick. And ever since that moment with Florio, we have had 9,000 destinations and predictions of where Bill Belichick's going to be. And none of them are him going back to New England with the Patriots. All right, the other question. So you're leaning Belichick is not back?
I'm going to lean that way, which makes me crazy thinking about. Like, I never would have said that. Even like 3 months ago, yeah. I was calling people who said that crazy. Mm-hmm. But now I'm starting to buy in.
I think Hickey, Hot Take Hickey, actually did a shower no cap video where he puts himself in the shower and gives these takes before the season. And he was like, oh, Belichick's got to go at the end of the year. And I think I responded. You know, my memory could be hazy here. I think I responded, it's time to clog your shower to Hickey with some of those takes that he was given, because I just couldn't envision Belichick away, and
he's
may be right.
Hot Take Hickey or visionary Hickey?
You know what? A blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while.
Clock is right twice a day.
And this is him finding a nut. All righty? All righty. Here's the other question. Tomlin, you think there's any chance? Out of 100%, you think there's any chance the Steelers trade Tomlin this offseason?
0.05%. I mean, I don't. Maybe okay. If they just fall flat, but like Tomlin's,
they've never had a bad year.
He's been consistently great, and like at the end of
good.
The day, like
consistently they, good. One Super Bowl in Pittsburgh. I know he's been to another appearance. Never been below 500. I'm not saying he's a bad coach. The guy's a phenomenal coach. Yeah. But when you don't have a playoff victory since 2016, that's kind of crazy.
He's been consistently very good. Occasionally great. I don't think that, like, even when he's good.
He's not an immortal, but he's a phenomenal coach. Like, they're never going to fire him. He gets fired tomorrow, he becomes the hottest coach on the market. And even more so, there would be more demand for Tomlin this offseason than Belichick. And it's not because Tomlin's a better coach than Belichick. It's because he's younger. Like, I don't know how long Belichick's going to want to coach. You know, Tomlin got at least 10 more years, if not north of that number, and he would be the number one name on the market this year.
I mean, I think Tomlin, first of all, we put out a poll. If you needed a coach right now, would you hire Belichick or Tomlin?
Where can I find that?
That's on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay.
73% right now say Tomlin, so it's not even close. I think a lot of people think Belichick is kind of at the tail end of not just his career with the Patriots, but just in general. But if you really think about the Steelers, is Tomlin the second best coach they've ever had? They don't have a lot of coaches.
Basically, Knoll
to Cowher to Tomlin. So, like, I mean, are you putting Tomlin ahead of Cowher? I think I am. I love Bill Cowher, but I'm putting Tomlin over him.
I think Cowher probably gets the nod with most Steelers fans, and then Tomlin gets another Super Bowl. Then you move Tomlin in front of Cowher. I think they're like splitting hairs.
Both have one, right?
Yeah.
So they both have one. So I don't think he needs a second one. And he's never had a losing season. That doesn't happen in the NFL. Every year
there's a team
that goes from worst to first or first to worst. Doesn't matter. Every year he's consistent every year, and that does not happen in the NFL.
And the crappy part for the Steelers is when Big Ben was there in his later years, the defense was horrible. And now the defense is really good, and they haven't been able to figure out the offense. They just keep on swapping places, and they still are able to find a way to be that elite on one side of the ball where it's good enough to finish above 500. But I don't think it's because Tomlin's a better coach than Belichick. I just think it's because he's younger. And also, I think there's too many people that live in the moment with this Belichick-Brady stuff, where for years I said, you make me pick one, I pick Brady over Belichick, because Belichick tells you players win, right? The players are the ones who win the championships. But now, since Brady won that Super Bowl and Belichick has only been to the playoffs once since seeing TB12 leave, and now this season is completely bottomed out, everyone's just piling on Bill. And also, Brady's more likable than Bill Belichick. And I say that as a fan of both human beings. But, like, I know Belichick does not have a great record without Brady, but he was the coach in Cleveland when they did defeat Bill Parcells in a playoff game when it was Browns up against the Patriots. When Matt Cassel was the quarterback that year, they won 11 games with Matt Cassel. When Brady was out for the Deflategate suspension, they were 3-1 that year. So I get it. It's not been good for Bill Belichick. But this idea that Bill Belichick now has forgotten a coach and Bill Belichick is this bum Well, a lot of people would want that bum with the success that he's had with Bill Belichick. And let's not forget, the early stages of the dynasty, the Patriots were not known for offense. The Patriots were known for Bill Belichick's defense. And then once 2006, 2007 hit, that's when the numbers really started to pop offensively. And in the second wave of the dynasty, yes, Brady was the face, without question. But there would be a game like in Kansas City in the AFC Championship game where Belichick had a great first half game plan against the Chiefs. Then the Chiefs caught up. Then it was an epic back and forth battle where Brady was just surgical. Third down, boom, 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 right down the field. But then in the Super Bowl, that was against Sean McVay where the Rams only scored 3 points. So, like, I understand. I lean more the Patriots' success being Brady than Belichick. I've always leaned that way. But to now make it seem like it was 100% Brady and 0% Bill from some people is just crazy living in the moment, and it makes no sense to me. So if you need a head coach, who are you hiring, Belichick or Tomlin? That's the poll question right now. Belichick only at 25.7% and 74.3% go with Mike Tomlin. Now, who has the better press conferences? Those are the questions. Because Tomlin is so great. He sounds like a real military leader every time I hear Mike Tomlin. And then Belichick is not good talking to the media, but because of how much he hates and despises talking to the media, it almost has become extremely funny, especially when you know the way that he's going to answer questions. What press conference would you rather listen to?
I'd definitely rather listen to, because, like, you know, we can get a snippet of Belichick and find it funny, but imagine seeing 15 minutes of that. Yeah. No, thank you. I'll listen to Mike Tomlin for 15 minutes. However, when you hear Belichick on, like, EEI or, like, some of those radio hits, he's much more open, and he'll say things. And I've heard him say some really interesting things in some of these other interviews. So I like listening to Bill when he opens up. I saw him do something about the history of the NFL.
Oh, remember, he won an Emmy with Rich Eisen, the NFL Top 100 list.
Lawrence Taylor, he was, like, giddy like a schoolboy. He was so excited talking about defenses and the history of the NFL, and Lawrence Taylor this and that. When Bill Belichick opens up, he's super interesting.
He wants to be a part of the conversation, 100%. He's great. But Tomlin is just soundbite gold after gold. And he's inspiring. Like, I could be having the worst day in the world. I listen to a Mike Tomlin press conference. I feel like I'm in that movie Animal House. We're like, let's go, 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 go. And everyone's leading the charge out of the out of Animal House. Tomlin can motivate anybody. You could have no motivation in life. You could have, like, no vision. You spend 5 minutes with Mike Tomlin, you'll be the happiest person in the world. All righty, Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Come on back. We'll update you some of the biggest stories in the world of sports with some audio. We call that segment the News Brief. But first up, with the latest CBS Sports Radio update, here is the Ackman, Rich Ackerman.
Hey, cat-loving couples dreaming of a proposal that includes your furry feline? Head on over to FelixPerfectProposal.com for a shot at winning over $4,000 for your dream ring and a special treat for your feline accomplice. Your engagement, your way. Let's make it happen together. Visit Felix, P-U-R-R-F-E-C-T, Proposal.com to enter today. This contest is not being run in connection with the solicitation of or the marketing of an insurance product.
Bring the sounds of the season to life with the Philips Fidelio FB1 soundbar featuring DTS:X and IMAX Enhanced. Build your full home theater wirelessly when you connect to multiple devices using DTS Play-Fi technology and experience the thrill of immersive audio that moves above and around you as it transports you into your favorite films when you're home for the holidays. Visit philips.com/home-sound to learn more. DTS.
Dedicated to sensational.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
All right, it is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Wesley Financial. Stuck at a timeshare and want out? Contact Wesley Financial Group now and get a free timeshare exit information kit at wesleyfinancialgroup.com. So Ty Dunn, he is a phenomenal football writer. and he does these feature stories, which is kind of a lost art. But Ty Dunn, anytime he puts something out there, you have to read it, and there's always something that you learn. Well, I've just learned that Sean McDermott is a jackass. Because I saw a tweet earlier today of a quote about the terrorist on 9/11, and it was attributed to Sean McDermott. And I go, oh, this is just a Bills fan that is frustrated and wants Sean McDermott fired, and it's clearly a spoof. It's clearly not real. But this is 1,000% real. So this is now from the Ty Dunn article. At St. John Fisher College in Pittsford, New York, McDermott's morning address began innocently enough. He told the entire team they need to come together. But then sources said on hand he used a strange model, the terrorist, on September 11, 2001. He cited the hijackers as a group of people who were all able to get on the same page to orchestrate attacks to perfection. One by one, McDermott started asking players in the room questions. What tactics do you think they used to come together? A young player tried to methodically answer, what do you think their biggest obstacle was? A veteran answered, TSA, which mercifully lightened the mood. So this is an article by Ty Dunn, who it shows the demise of Sean McDermott as the head coach of the Buffalo Bills. And Sean McDermott, I guess when addressing the team in training camp, is trying to show how they work together in a methodical way. And the point of reference that he uses are the terrorists in 9/11 and how smart they were to work together, where you hit both Twin Towers, you had a plane crash in an empty field in Pennsylvania, and you also hit the Pentagon. That's what you're using? Like, what are you going to do next? Praise like Hitler and how he worked together? Like, are you kidding me? That's what you're using to show to your team how we have to work together? 9/11? I used to be a big fan of Sean McDermott. I wanted Sean McDermott to be a head coach before anybody. McDermott's a moron. And it's amazing how many football coaches get caught up in their coaches speak and how we have to prove a point and be so intelligent with everything we say, and we have to use all these examples, and you use the terrorist in 9/11? Like, Sean, you don't just come up with this on the fly. Like, you're thinking about this, and you thought this was a good thing to tell your team? Oh, guys, you know, what tactics do you think the terrorists on 9/11 used? What message are you sending to your players? This guy's an idiot. He is a true idiot. And I saw that he had to address this today at a press conference. My intent in the meeting that day was to discuss the importance of communication. I regretted mentioning 9/11 in my message that day, and I immediately apologized to the team. Sean, I get people make mistakes, but this isn't all. Honey said to me to go get some milk, and you forgot the milk at the store. You know how many innocent people died that day? And to make a point of communication through all of the things that you could use, through all the examples that you could lose, you use 9/11 and the terrorists? Like, are you kidding me? How the terrorists work together? Ay, ay, ay. I am shocked. I really am. Like, I can't believe. When I saw it, I go, oh, that can't be real. Oh, that's fake. There's no way you could be that big of a moron. And he is. And, you know, sorry if I'm getting worked up over this, but, you know, even though I was very young for 9/11, I remember it like it was yesterday. Because my second grade teacher, I'll never forget this. I was in second grade in Miss Crompier's class, and her father was in the building, one of the World Trade Center towers. And I remember being in the class when she got the call from the principal, and she was informed what happened, and you saw the look on her face because everyone knew her dad worked in the World Trade Center. And I live right now for the last 4 years a block from the World Trade Centers. So I walk past the Freedom Tower every single day. So yeah, this is personal. You know, I don't think I've ever shared this story before. You know, I was actually lucky on that day because my dad was actually supposed to do a work event that day in the Windows of the World at the World Trade Center, and they canceled it a few months in advance. It was for that day where they were supposed to do the event. And I'm at least lucky that that happened, but how many people lost their father, their mother, their aunt, their uncle, their grandparents that day? And you have this doofus in Sean McDermott trying to give an inspirational speech, and this, once again, moron is trying to show his team communication, and he uses the terrorists, the hijackers of 9/11, as an example? Like, I get it, we all make mistakes, but you can't make that mistake. I don't get how your brain works, how you use that as the example that your team should be fired up and, oh, look at the hijackers. Oh, look how they formed together and communicated to take down America? Huh. This is, seriously, I did not think when I walked into work this morning that we'd be talking about this. Samter could have told me, he could have sent me before the show, this is what Sean McDermott said, and I would have never, never, ever, ever believed this. All right, we have the Sean McDermott audio. He was asked about this article by Ty Dunn at his press conference earlier today. Listen up.
My intent in the meeting that day was to discuss the importance of communication and being on the same page with the team. I regretted mentioning 9/11 in my message that day, and I immediately apologized to the team. Not only was 9/11 a horrific event in our country's history, but a day that I lost a good family friend. It was mentioning 9/11 in the context of the team meeting that was, the goal of the team meeting was about the importance of communication.
Oh my
and
God.
Being on the same page as a team. This right here is very, very important to me and something I take very seriously.
So he lost, I didn't even know that. He lost a close friend in 9/11. And then as an example to preach communication to your team, you're going to basically extol the terrorists that were responsible for your close family friend dying to show to your football team those terrorists had great communication? I want to pull my hair out right now. Seriously. That is one of the more just dumber things I've ever heard. It makes no sense. Like an idiot. And you know what? I don't usually call for people to get fired for things that they've said. But if you're the Pegula family, like look on the field this year. This team has not performed up to expectations. And there's one thing when you don't perform up to expectations, but now an old quote from an article surfaces of what McDermott said to the team, and it's true, and now you're like a laughingstock. You're a joke. McDermott, you're a joke. You're a good football guy, right? We all thought you're a good man before this. And now you're using the communication skills of the terrorists in 9/11 to try to get your football team all pumped up and learn the value of communication. Oh, it makes me sick. I literally want to vomit right now. Like, I have so many emotions going through my body right now. Like, I just want to punch Sean McDermott in the face and say, dude, how dumb can you be? Oh, That's garbage. That is just garbage. Absolute garbage from Sean McDermott. Man. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I can't believe that we just had a conversation on that. And I kid you, I saw this an hour ago. I saw that tweet an hour ago. I go, article. McDermott can't be that dumb. No, no way. It's one of those fake tweets on someone parody, someone trying to get you. Nope, it was real. And then you hear his audio, too. And he lost a close friend in 9/11. And you're using the terrorists to praise their communication skills. Whew. That's brutal. That is brutal. This is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Crumpled up my rundown here. So, about to tease what was next. Back to Jim Harbaugh. We go, and some NFL destinations, if he's still entertaining, maybe going to the NFL.
When things feel a bit chaotic, Instacart helps deliver milk and sausage. Add a little life to your cart. Get stuff from literally all your stores, from baby wipes to albacore. Add a little life to your cart. Instacart helps get your groceries. Your first three deliveries are free.
Download Instacart. Add life to cart. Terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fixed Fire. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.